Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Happy Easter. Come on out and see us. Trump brings Easter back to the White House. Some are raging. Christian nationalism. The founders didn't seem to be concerned about open expressions of Christianity. Even conducting church there in the White House. Thomas Jefferson, anyone, anyway. Some in New York are warning about the dangers of Christian nationalism while applauding the rise of Islam dominance. The Epstein mystery. Tom's got this. Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch. Fauci, pray for his apprehension and trial for crimes against humanity. You know, the old adage, if you find yourself in a hole, quit digging, seems so obvious, too obvious to apply it to the dim S-13. Now, where did I see that? I apologize. I forgot where I saw it, but thanks. How do we explain the dim, seemingly inexplicable obsession with destroying their party? And why are they investing so much to connect their credibility to Abrego Garcia, the MS-13 gang member here illegally, who was deported to El Salvador, his home country? Who is this guy to these people? I think we should look into some CIA connection. What do you think? Was this guy a plant? A high-ranking operative in the CIA's color revolution against America? Well, hell, it could be. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Trump brings Easter back to the White House. Some cry Christian nationalism. But you know, when Obama dedicated the White House to Islam and effused warm delight in the memory of Adan, the Muslim call to prayer, no one expressed concerns about Muslim nationalism. Have you read the transcript of Abu Walid, Islamic scholar, describing the Muslim state? Trump's Easter proclamation was awesome. Here are a few excerpts. Quote, this holy week, Melania and I join in prayer with Christians celebrating the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, who conquered death, freed us from sin, and unlocked the gates of heaven for all humanity, end quote. And then, quote, through his death we are forgiven of our sins. Through his resurrection we have hope of eternal life, end quote. And then he took the occasion to reaffirm his commitment to, quote, defend the Christian faith in our schools, military workplaces, hospitals, and halls of government, end quote. And get this, quote, this week we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our beloved nation, end quote. Very good. Now get my notes, read the entire message, and you'll be blessed. During one of his many Easter celebration meetings there at the White House, he said something I thought was interesting. He spoke of the elegance of the grand old house, speaking of the White House, and I thought, what a difference its occupants make. Remember, Obama reduced Easter to nothing more than an egg hunt, and Biden celebrated Easter as a day of transgender visibility. Trump made it about the resurrection of Christ and about the visibility of Jesus Christ in America as being like, okay. Now, you could join the president at the Easter prayer meeting here. I've linked the video here in my notes. Trump's Palm Sunday proclamation promising to eliminate anti-Christian bias in America is linked here. And then there are the harpies, you know. Concerns mount about Trump appointing, quote, white Christian nationalist and prosperity gospel preachers to key government roles, end quote. And these folks predict this will lead to, quote, further dismantling of government institutions, end quote, and chilling of free speech, experts have warned. Now, I've spoken to my concern about Paula White at other times, and we'll come back to it another time, but my concern right now is the multiplicity of articles cautioning America against America reconnecting to her Christian roots and attempts to brand that as dangerous Christian nationalism. If these guys lived in the days of our founding, they would call the founders Christian nationalists. It will be surprising to some to hear this, even in my audience. But the fact is, Christians are the ones responsible for the deconstruction of our Christian culture and our separation from our Christian heritage. It's only because Christians supported, for example, removal of prayer and the Bible from schools that they were able to pull this off, and they are at it again. Their warped view of Christianity as an apolitical ideology has yielded so much territory to our enemies, they came that close to eliminating Christian influence from all institutions that shape culture, manners, morality, even removing Christianity from having any significant influence in the epistemological questions. And you might think, well, what does that mean? It deals with questions about the nature of truth, exploring the question, what is truth? The one Pilate asked, remember? And he was standing there looking at him. Now we've become a nation ever learning and never coming to a knowledge of it. Romans 1:17 and following. Think about this. They said separation of church and state meant removal of the church from state institutions. No wonder we lost any connection to reality in this country. No wonder truth bears no relationship to reality. What man do you know has had a baby? The church is the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 3:15. Do you really think Jefferson intended to separate the church from politics? He had church in the White House. That whole thing was a lie, but believers bit and swallowed it, hook, line, and slinked away from politics, turning it entirely over to the control of Satan and into the power of darkness. And you have seen now what you get when you withdraw light from politics. How did that work out for us? We came to within one election of losing our religious liberties. Some in New York are warning about the dangers of Christian nationalism while applauding the rise of Muslim, nationalism. Mosques in New York blast their offensive, intrusive Muslim call to prayer through parts of New York 5 times a day. It's so loud it can be heard blocks away. Remember this when you think about the Islamic influence in the UK right now, advocating for laws that forbid Christians from praying for people, handing out religious leaflets or Bibles, and laying hands on people in prayer, even with their permission. Remember this when the Muslim mosque can blast their call to prayer in a secular city, but according to an Islamic scholar, Abu Walid, in the Islamic State, the churches would not be allowed to ring their bell. Give it a listen.
They can have their churches, but they're not allowed to ring the bell.
I have not read or heard one New Yorker publicly express concern about Muslim nationalism. Have you read the transcript of Abu Walid, Islamic scholar, describing the Muslim state? Well, read it here, appendix number 2, where he describes what the Islamic state would look like if they were in control. Muslims call the unbeliever kafir, or infidel. The infidel must shave his forehead, wear a red belt around his neck, and wear unmatched shoes in public. Now, that just gets you started. He was required to ride his donkey or horse side saddle like a woman. If a Muslim demanded him to give him his clothes, well, he had to oblige or be fined, beaten, imprisoned, or killed. So Muslim nationalism is, well, that's not a problem. Did you not see what ISIS was doing to the Christians all over during their reign of terror? But Christian nationalism, that's a problem? The Muslim invasion is worldwide, and they use the refugee problem that developed in the Middle East, perpetrated by Obama's antics, as the vehicle to enter into Western countries by the millions. Now they're taking over those countries. You've heard about the UK, Germany, France. Well, add the Austrians. They're finding themselves the minority in their own country. The Irish hardly recognize their own land. Busloads of immigrants, all men, by the way, not one woman or child, all Muslim men, military-aged, with young threatening Muslims calling all Muslim migrants to join the Muslim migrant gangs. This is going on in Ireland. Okay, let's take a quick look at the Epstein mystery. Tom Fitton is not happy. He's fitting to be tied. The face of Judicial Watch, you know Tom Fitton, has filed a suit against the Department of Justice because they've been crawfishing and dodging his requests for full disclosure of what's being done with the Epstein files. We're getting dissed, man. He submits a request for all records related to the Epstein files and to be released to Judicial Watch, and he gets a letter from the DOJ very quick response, but it says there are no records to release. Now, that's not an adequate response. Now, friend, I don't blame Judicial Watch for moving forward with their lawsuit. Here we are again. having to sue the government to get records transparency. And we were promised that these records would be released. This could end up being very damaging to Trump's administration goal of transparency, and it should be looked into and taken care of. It raises the level of our concern about some other things that we're concerned about, things that we took as promised expectations from this government that suddenly are being buried, hidden, slow walked. What's going on? Allow me to offer some biblical caution here, however. We all feel frustrated and angered when wicked people prosper and are never held to account for their evil. David reflected on this in Psalm 73. It's not a new thing. The king confessed, "I was envious of the foolish," he said, "when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." He saw that they are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. He complained against them. "They are corrupt," he said. "They speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily, full of pride. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth." He said, "Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches." David testified that this continued until he went into the sanctuary of God. He said, "Then understood I their end. Surely thou, God, didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction," end quote. That's Psalm 73:18. After he understood their end, he repented and said, quote, "Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee," end quote, 73:21-22. Now, here's some wisdom. We got to be careful that we're not acting in ignorance. Listen, quote, "Behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out," end quote. That's a promise from God. Quote, "Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after," end quote. The biblical principle is relevant to our question here. And then he says, "But be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now, this is not counsel judicial watch should take as waving them off their pursuit of full disclosure of the Epstein files. On the contrary, we understand the wicked hiding the truth. They are wicked. That's why they do that. We don't do this, so I want to know why. I want to know what's going on. Hold on to the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back. Have you ever heard of cellular tea? The healing properties of tea are well known. I put the link in my notes right here to examine this particular product. The formula was put together by Andrew St. Wilson in collaboration with medical doctors, NASA scientists, PhD herbalists. My wife heard about this tea, and she wanted to start us on it. And she noticed that some hot flash problem she was dealing with went away. This stuff has been connected with testimonies of people dealing with cancer, multiple statements from people who testified helped them beat cancer. And some pretty serious people have taken all that very seriously. And as I mentioned, my wife said it stopped her hot flashes, and I was there for that one. Anyway, we talked about it and decided to take a distributorship for cellular tea to place your order. When you call into the show to give me your lights on or lights off, just say cellular tea and leave your number so she can call you back. To email Becky directly, use santamariacellulartea@gmail.com. Okay, let's get back to our show.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singing "The Enemy is on the March," an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Okay, let's take a quick look at the Fauci front. Pray for his apprehension and trial for crimes against humanity. Now, here's an X-File posted by @TooBaffled under the title "Sudden and Unexpected," claiming Fauci is attempting to flee to China. That would be concerning. This post asserts Fauci has accepted a, quote, high-ranking position at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, end quote, and so he has asked for an emergency visa to China in order to conduct important research. Boy, that sounds ominous. But you know, it's guys like this that cost me a huge amount of wasted time. I'll bring it to your attention to warn you. Thank God I take the time to vet these assertions. No public records are available, and no credible source confirms that Fauci or his representatives have petitioned the State Department for an emergency visa to anywhere. Furthermore, there is no supporting documentation to confirm he has taken a position with China to lead research at Wuhan Institute of Virology or anywhere else for that matter. No internet search on the Brave, engine or the Google engines produced any support for any of these claims. A deep dive Grok 3 search produced nothing to support them. So I'm going to send @TooBaffled a bill for $300 for the time it required me to run all this down. Har har. It is annoying. The link added by @TooBaffled says nothing about applying for an emergency visa to China or taking a job at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It does address something I already knew, and that is Fauci has been referred for several serious charges. Seven states have received criminal referral requests against Anthony Fauci for charges including murder, negligent homicide, assault, reckless endangerment, even terrorism. Two of these states have reportedly, quote unquote, begun to take action. There has been no federal action taken. Now, this article provides a welcome update on what Senator Rand Paul started way back in 2023. I pray for Trump and his team and ask God to protect them from any federal level blindness that might arise from any effort to protect Trump's investment in the COVID response. Look, I understand that. I am confident his actions do not make him complicit of anything more than getting duped, as many were, by these devils. Fauci, on the other hand, was dishonest and used his position to enrich himself, knowing he was exposing millions of lives to serious health risks. One word, remdesivir. If you know the background of that, you know what I'm saying. Three words, the Fauci death protocol. Okay, that's four words. Here's a pretty serious link to show how much trouble Fauci is seriously in. The White House published a website headed with the word lab leak, and it presents Trump pictured walking toward the viewers. Very interesting. Imagine Fauci looking at this, and it's bylined The True Origins of COVID-19. Under that, a heading, The Origin, with a tag, quote, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, end quote, publication, which was used repeatedly by public health officials and the media to discredit the lab leak theory, was prompted by Dr. Fauci to push the preferred narrative that COVID-19 originated naturally, end quote. Boom shakalaka. What's that? Not a word? Yeah, it is. Well, okay, Webster's 1828 doesn't have it, but dictionary.com does. Now, anyway, I understand it's used to express dominance, triumph, excitement, joy. What movie? There's a movie. There's a movie called Boom Shakalaka. I had no idea. No, I don't want to know about any movie called Boom Shakalaka. I didn't know. Anyway, Trump drops a major bomb on Fauci and the COVID pandemic crowd, starting with affirming the China connection and direct mention of the Fauci lie that assisted and facilitated the cover-up. Why do Dim S13? I do wish I could remember where I saw that. Anyway, the old adage, if you find yourself in a hole, quit digging, seems to me so obvious. It's hard to apply it to the Dims' apparent inexplicable obsession with destroying their own party. Why are they investing so much work to connect their credibility to Abrego Garcia? The MS-13 gang member here illegally who was deported to El Salvador, his home country. Why don't they accept the two court proceedings in which it was determined that this guy is an MS-13 gang member? Who is this guy to them anyway? I think we should look into the possibility of a CIA connection. What do you think? You know, was this guy a plant, a high-ranking operative in the CIA color revolution that they conducted against America? Yeah. Take a look at this picture of the people that the Dems are supporting in their argument about deportation. Yeah, I know you can't see it. Get my notes. Check out the pic. But anyway, I'm beginning to think there is something else at stake here. You've got senators stepping up to demand his release. Is someone afraid of what Abrego Garcia knows? They seem to be giving Abrego the Ray Epps treatment. Check out what Boasberg, the contemptible judge, setting himself above the Constitution, presuming to conduct a coup of the executive branch from his bench. He wears the judicial robe like a mantle of tyrannical power. And now he has enjoined the U.S. government for $1 million per day that Trump refuses to bring Abrego Garcia back to the United States. And he can't even do... What makes this guy so important to them? The courts did nothing to stop Biden from his traitorous violations of his constitutionally mandated responsibility to protect our borders, even though it was brought much to his attention and was cried about by the people. What a snake in the grass, this guy. What? Somehow Boasberg slithered into a judicial robe and sends out his forked tongue, you know, to smell his prey. That's what they do. Yeah, float statements to check reaction. Who periodically slips into the snake pit to confer with fellow devils. Did I notice his secret club buddy, Roberts, gliding in and out of his den? I don't know. I can't say. As they collaborate together, how they might collapse the constitutional government and break down the separation of powers? What is this about? His cheering section includes MSNBC and CNN. I should tell you everything you need to know. And this dude, Senator Whitehouse, Democrat, Rhode Island, who is about as sincere as a Judas kiss. Yeah, the guy used his position as senator to push for funding his wife's environmental nonprofit with millions. She's made a cool $2.7 million out of it herself in her own purse, out of the $14.2 million plus that's been earmarked for grants that he voted and no doubt lobbied for her family business. So they're rounding up a carping, caviling cohort of niggling skelfs to bore into the framework of the founders like termites in wood to wear us all down till we become so weary we quit looking till they exhaust our vigilance and we lose our focus and fall prey to their demands. They're all corrupt. Cory Booker is a multimillionaire now, and no one knows how that happened. He has no thriving business or businesses to account for it. His senator's salary certainly doesn't. Anyway, let's turn it back on them, shall we? Let's dig down, set ourselves for the defense of our rights and liberties. We don't have to live with illegal immigrants here in our country. We don't have to do that. They have no right to barge into our country any more than they would have a right to barge into our homes. Hey, how much fentanyl has this guy sold here? Somebody check that out. One of the small concessions the devils have attempted to work into the American heart is that we should prioritize criminal immigrants and have sympathy and leniency toward those who only broke our laws, you know, to break in, cut in the line, cut in front of the line, push their way into our country with no intention of assimilating into American culture or showing up for their court appearance. And I'm sure I'm concerned it might take hold. Look, watch out. Don't back off that bit about, yeah, they're here criminally. They've committed a crime and they need to be gotten out of here. Even if they didn't commit a list of heinous crimes, we must not elevate sympathy for these people who cut in line, who broke our laws, ahead of and above sympathy for those who've been waiting in line and trying to do it right. The only consideration they should get is what has been offered. Leave willingly, and you can get in line to come back. If we have to hunt you down and deport you, the door's closed forever. Fact is, friend, we cannot give in to the Abrago-Garcia deportation. They've inexplicably chosen that one case to be the focus of all their efforts to stop deportations. Okay, they drew the battle line. So roar, Americans, stand up in force, rally to this matter, increase the volume, roar. We refuse to receive that MS-13 gang member, wife beater, drug dealer back into this country. No! Someone do some work here and investigate how much fentanyl that fella sold in this country. If any, the resistance is building. In the UK, Christians of all ethnic backgrounds are coming together and flooding the streets to declare Britain is a Christian country. It's heartening to see. Look at the video I have here. Many are wearing shirts that say King's Army, and they mean Jesus. Thousands are in the streets chanting, He came, He died, He rose from the grave. He came, and so on. Yeah. In the city of Ventura, during a city council meeting, a woman with a grievance against the council for allowing her child's school to transition her daughter without informing her confronted the council with a powerful weapon. One so powerful, it set off like a bomb in this council chambers, exploding the council's heads into outcries of Antichrist hatred and vitriol and rage against Christ and against Christianity. Let's listen to this.
Hi, I'm Taryn Swain. I'm a mother of six, and the Ventura County Public School socially transitioned my daughter without my consent. I'm come here today to offer nothing but prayer, and I want to lift up my Father in heaven. Father God, I just come to you in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, that you would tear down the strongholds in this place. I pray, Father, that you would raise up the men in this room.
Stop. Thank you. We don't do prayer. Please finish your comments. Finish your comments, please. You have 28 seconds.
And I do pray all this in the name of the Jesus, the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Jesus is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. And I pray that all the high places here will be torn down in the name of Christ. Jesus is the Lord of Lords, and every knee will bow.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Well, my friends, I must bid you adieu. Join us for Easter service this Sunday, beginning at 9:30 a.m. for a message on the cross, the King rejected, followed by the King triumphant, his resurrection, during the morning preaching service beginning at 10:45. Or come out Sunday night for the church triumphant. That's at 5 p.m. Join me Saturday night, beginning at about 7 p.m., for the Brain Massage live stream, Facebook, Rumble, X. And I'll pick up a few things we didn't get to today. For example, the U.S. State Department has, quote, confirmed that a Chinese company, Zhangguang Satellite Technology, has been helping the Houthis, providing satellite imagery to these savages to target U.S. and international vessels in the Red Sea. What's this? Like the Japanese leading up to World War II? The CCP is talking peace out of one side of their mouth while they're engaging in war with the hidden hand? Oh, and this little tidbit from Tucker Carlson. Pete Hegseth reveals USAID and the CIA were involved in impeaching Donald Trump. Yeah. Tucker asks, do you believe they should be held accountable? I have lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button and click it and send it. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. The number again, 1-805-314-2114. And if you're interested in the cellular T offering from my wife's operation, just tell me you want to hear about the T, and she'll get back to you. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.